Well, welcome on the Sunday Night Business Builder Call. I'm Executive Consultant Jay Sanborn, coming to you from the great state of Maine. Absolutely excited to be here. It's an amazing thing to think about. A little over 6 years after we started our Ambit Energy business, that our number one income earner, Brian McClure, would trust us to be on his Sunday Night National Business Builder Call. To share some information with you, and we are honored. We are blessed by this business. We're blessed by our friendship with Brian McClure and his beautiful and lovely wife, Betsy, and we can't say enough great things about them, and so we thank them for entrusting in us. And, you know, my wife, Teresa, and I, as I said, we've been with Ambit Energy for just a little over 6 years, and it always, you know, amazes us to look back and think about how things started and where we were at that time. And I like to tell you a little bit about our story just to give you a little background on where we come from. But before I do, I'll just say, you know, everyone out there, I definitely believe that, you know, you're in the right place. You're here tonight, so thank you for being on here. I just want to get that out there and welcome you to this call. It's important to plug in, and by being on here, you're taking the first step in your business. And so that's huge. And one of the things I always tell my team, and I've always said, is if you're plugging in, you're bound to have success, because how can you plug in and you couldn't plug in and not do something and keep your business moving and keep it going. So that's one of the biggest steps to being here. So when you get new people on, I would suggest getting them plugged in right away to calls like this and webinars, and get them on, you know, the live events and all of that. So, but, you know, my wife and I started this business. It was April 8th of 2015. And we were at a point in our lives that, you know, things didn't really look that great. In fact, I was working five different jobs. I was a police officer, EMT, school teacher, school bus driver. And I drove limo on the weekends, working every single hour of every day of every week. And there really were no more hours left in the day to do anything. And to say that I spent time with the family was really not possible. You know, we did as much as we could as parents. But, you know, we had two kids, and we did our best job of raising them, but also trying to keep everybody fed and food on the table, you know, and a roof over our heads. And my wife was also no stranger to work. She was working, you know, sometimes 100 hours a week as a business manager. And we never saw each other. We literally were on the go, constantly working. And if we weren't at our jobs, we were working at our dining room table or, you know, whatever. It just wasn't a pretty scene for us. And it's kind of interesting because as much as we were working, we were having difficulty making our bills. And it just didn't seem right. Sometimes we weren't exactly happy with where we were seeing ourselves. And, you know, even though we were working hard and we were doing everything we thought we were supposed to do, sometimes life just keeps kicking you, right? And it doesn't seem to go the way you always pictured it or planned. And a good friend of mine actually had stopped by my house and left a flyer in my door one day. I wasn't home. And I didn't really read it. I didn't look at it. I just kind of was busy and put it in a pile. And a couple of weeks later, he called me and he said, "Hey, did you get a chance to look at that thing I left at your house?" And I said, "Oh, yeah, that's great. Thanks. I appreciate you leaving it." I had no idea what it said. And he said, "Oh, do you mind if I stop by? I got to talk to you about that." And I said, "No, sure, I'll be home." And then I was in a panic because I never read it. So I kind of figured I needed to find that real quick, because he was coming over and he was going to be at my house in about 10 minutes. So, you know, that flyer was an Ambit Energy flyer that he had left. It wasn't, you know, probably the best approach, but it worked because he made a follow-up call and came over and saw me. And one of the things he said after the fact, we've had this discussion several times, he said, "I had just joined the business and it's all I had. I didn't know what else to do." And, you know, it's all about getting trained and knowing the right way. But when the business falls on the right people, it doesn't matter what your approach is. It doesn't matter, you know, because the right people are going to join your business. And that's what happened to him that night. He sat in my living room, and my wife and I were doing what we normally do. She was working at the dining room table. I was getting ready for my next shift, and he stopped by, and he got my attention with the fact that I could save money on my electric bill, but he didn't stop there. And thank God he did not just ask me to be his customer, because he could have easily stopped there and said, yeah, just sign up on my website and save some money on your electricity, right? But he didn't. He kept going. He said, well, you know, if you get 15 customers referred to save money on their bill, you can get free energy. And I thought, wow, free energy. And he didn't realize that literally on the dining room table where my wife was working, my wife and I had a disconnection notice from our utility company sitting on the table. If we didn't pay a certain balance by a certain date, they were going to shut off our electricity. And so when he mentioned free electricity, I thought, whoa, there's something that we could really use. That's something that could really, really help us out. And so I said, well, you know what? I know I could easily find 15 people that would want to save money on their electric bill. That sounds like just a no-brainer. And I was like really serious about that. And he said, well, you know, as you do that, I don't know how it all works, but you also can you can also make some money. You know, they pay you every time you refer customers, and then when you get 15, you get free energy. And I thought, well, that's pretty cool. Well, how do I do this? What do I have to do? And he says, well, you know, it's $100 to sign up. And I thought, wow, I don't have $100 because I really should be putting that on my utility bill. But, you know, I sat there and I thought about it for a minute. And I said, you know what, this is really a good deal. And I really trusted my friend Rick. I known him since I was a little kid. He's mentioned this to me. I wasn't at all skeptical because I kind of figured that if he was involved in this somehow, that he had done his research as well. And so I kind of trusted on him, and I went to my wife where she was working, and I said, what do you think? I can sign up for this. I can get us free electricity. I can get the 15 referrals. I can make some extra money. And she goes, no way. It sounds like a scam. I don't think it's a good deal. I really wouldn't do it. And I said, are you sure? I said, because I really think we could use free electricity, as I pointed to the disconnection notice. And I said, even if we make a little bit of money with this, I can put it towards that electric bill. She goes, well, you could put $100 towards the electric bill. That would help instead of spending it on this thing. And, you know, I kind of sat there thinking about it for a little bit while he sat in the living room. And I said to my wife, I said, I really want to do this thing. She goes, well, I'm just going to sit back and tell you I told you so. And I said, well, if that's the blessing I get, then I'm going to take it. So I ran with it. And she wasn't on board. She wasn't really that excited about what I had just signed up for. But you know what? I was super excited. And it was still, you know, kind of early evening when I signed up. I went to his website. I signed myself up on his site while he was sitting right there. I got signed up. And he told me one of the leaders was going to give me a call a little bit later, and I said, great, that's awesome. And I got to work. I had no idea what I was doing, but I started to reach out to people that I knew and ask them if they wanted to save money on their electricity bill, and I just started calling people. And my wife thought I was crazy, and I was literally calling people at 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night that first night, and I was so excited about this business. I don't know what it is that drove us, and it drove me to be so excited. And I knew she wasn't. She went to bed because she was going to work the next morning. And I just stayed. I was signing up customers. I had new people that were signing up for electricity. And I didn't even really know what I was doing, right? Because I just joined the business. But I wanted to prove to her that I could do this thing. I knew we were going to get this done. And I was going to get those 15 customers for free energy. And by the time she got out of bed the next morning, and she got up, I was able to tell her that we had 6 new customers in our business. That also triggered a jumpstart bonus, not only one, but it triggered 2. And so I had doubled our $100 investment from the very beginning, on the very first day. And so the cue and the clue that came from that for me as we built our business was that when I got new people started, I needed to get them paid right away, because that got me excited. And that got me to the point where I never took my mind off what it was I was doing. And if you get from marketing consultant to regional consultant, and you have that drive to go from there to there, and then you get from regional to senior, and you have that drive to get from there to there. You've got to have that mentality every single day and that positive vibe in your step, if you will. You got to feel like you're doing something for the good, right? So not everybody's going to say yes, right? The first no I got was my dad. My dad would not be my electricity customer, you know, and that didn't feel good. But the reason he wouldn't be my customer was because dad knew me. He knew I didn't know anything about electricity. So, but I wasn't going to stop because my dad wouldn't be my customer. You know, when you get that negative vibe that comes from other people, you got to bounce that off and keep moving with your positive energy. And I think that's what got us excited, because I went to bed every night with ambient energy on my mind. I woke up the next morning with ambient energy on my mind. I was intentional every single day. And that's something I think that is really important, especially if you can get new people excited very quickly. And that's from getting those checks going and getting those customers in right away, working with people in the very beginning to get them excited and get them on board and get them moving in their business. You know, we promoted a regional consultant in 13 days, and we were senior consultant fast track in 40. And it was because we were so excited and so driven. And you know why we were excited? Because we knew what our why was. We were very in touch with our why. And I keep saying we, but at the beginning it was just me, right? Because my wife wasn't really on board until she started to see the money come in, and she saw that this thing was actually working, that she got excited and she wanted to be part of it too. So, but the why that we were striving for was in February of 2015, 2 months before we started our business, I had driven my daughter, who was a senior in high school, down to Florida from Maine in a car that barely, we didn't know was going to make it down or back. I took the last pennies that we had in our bank account to be able to do this with her. But we visited colleges on the way down, down in Florida and on the way back. And she stepped foot on the college of her choice, which was the University of Tampa. And I remember when we were at the University of Tampa, they had set us up with a tour. And it was kind of an orientation day, and we had to be there on a certain day, a certain time. And I remember when we drove to this campus and walked in the door, and there was a kid at the table, and come to find out, when he found out the high school my daughter went to, he said, "Oh, my aunt works at that high school. I'm from Maine." And it was just ironic, and it just everything kind of meshed together. It just became a great experience from that point forward. My daughter walked around and toured the campus, and when she got done, she said, "This is it. This is where I need to be." And in the back of my mind, I was thinking, "I can't afford this. There's no way." And again, remember, this was before Ambit Energy came along in April. And I remember when they sat her down, we walked into this little waiting room after the tour, and they kept bringing parents and kids to different offices and then bringing them into different rooms and whatever. And we were still sitting there, and nobody was coming to get us. And I wasn't feeling really good. My daughter hadn't been accepted yet, and we were still waiting for the news. And they didn't bring us into a room. My girl came out and said, "Oh, we can do this right here." We kind of moved over to another area, and she said, "Well, I got some great news. You've been accepted." And the reason they were bringing all those other people into rooms was because they hadn't been accepted. My daughter was so excited, she started to cry, and I started to cry, and I started to think, "Man, what have I got to do to get my daughter into school? I have no idea how we're going to pay for it." We were going to sell our house. We were going to make the money we could make off from selling our house in 2015, and we were going to do whatever we had to do to get our daughter into college. We were going to leave everything we had worked for. It was all about her. She had worked her entire educational career to get where she had gotten, top of her class, accepted at the top school that she wanted to go to, and we were going to be the parents that didn't have the money to send their kid to college. And we were very destitute. We were in a position of, what are we going to do? So we said, we're going to sell our house. And we actually bought a friend's motorhome. My wife and I were going to quit our jobs and live in a motorhome and bring our daughter to Florida and have her go to college, the college of her dreams, and let her study, because that was that important to us and it was that important to her. And when Ambit Energy came along April 8th of 2015, it was a prayer answered by God. I will tell you that I remember exactly where I was when I said that prayer. It was about 2 weeks before my friend came to my house and shared this opportunity with me. And I was driving a school bus And I know exactly where I was on the road. I can picture it in my mind to this day, a little over 6 years later. And I just remember asking God to send me something. I would recognize it if he could just put it in front of me. But there's got to be something my wife and I can do in that motorhome together and do from anywhere without having to work $10 an hour jobs and not know where our next paycheck was coming from. I needed a sign. I needed him to show me something. And amazingly enough, a little less than 2 weeks later, my friend shows up in my living room with Ambit Energy. A little over 6 years later, my daughter has graduated college with a degree of her choice in health sciences. I start to get a little choked up there because it would not have been possible without Ambit Energy. We could not have provided that for our daughter. And when we had that drive and that will, and we drove. And when I say drove, I mean we drove hard with our ambition and our enthusiasm, but we also drove the miles. We literally were doing business presentations night after night, week after week after week for months and months on end. It was not an easy road. We loved everything we were doing. We would work all day and go all night. And we would work with our team. We would sit with people. Every single day was Ambit Energy was on our mind. Every single day it was about building our business because we knew that we weren't going to work for somebody else forever. And, you know, we never had to sell our house. And we were actually able to sell that motorhome that our friend was going to let us use and buy from them. And we still lived in our house. We were able to put our daughter into college, and Ambit Energy was able to pay those bills. You know, we had free energy in the first week and a half of our business. We became Fast Track Regional Consultants. We went on to become Senior Consultants and now Executive Consultants. We won a Pure Energy Award, an amazing highlight of our career in Ambit Energy. And then a couple of years ago, we were recognized as the Perseverance Award winners. And we never would have believed that from day one. I take you back to day one and that very early stage because everybody starts the same way. And if you're on this call tonight, whether you're a marketing consultant, regional consultant, senior consultant, wherever you are, executive, national, you've got to have that drive every single day to go out there and do the things that you need to do to make your dreams happen. You know, we look at this now a little over 6 years ago, and we thought, well, we were going to move ourselves to Florida back then in 2015 and live in a motorhome. Well, things have changed. This year, both of our kids who now live in Florida, we spent the holidays with them. And while we were down there, my wife and I had a little moment of, what are we doing? And we'd made a big decision. We made a big decision to change our lives. We made a big decision to move ourselves to Florida with our kids. We still have a summer place in Maine, and that's where we're going to continue to spend our summers, and we still have family here in Maine, but we want to be near our kids. And you know what's great about the decision that we made was that we're able to do that with an income from Ambit Energy where we don't have to worry about where our paychecks are going to be coming from. And we never would have believed that God's plan and God's timing was going to put us in this position, but we were able to make those decisions to go and do those things that we want to be able to do. We have always had a dream to live with our kids, be in a warmer climate, not suffer through the winters here in Maine, and we're getting older now. We're tired of it. And God has allowed us to see that through. And he's allowed us to see that through the vehicle of Ambit Energy. And we are so excited about where this company is going, what it's doing. And I want to tell you, you just got to stick in there. You got to know your why. You got to be excited. And you got to treat your business like a business. We did that from day one, every single day. And was it always sunshine and roses? Absolutely not. You've got to take the good with the bad. You've got to roll with the punches. Sometimes it doesn't go the way you think it's going to go. It's not in our hands. It's in somebody else's. You know, and coming into the summer as we are right now, you know, being the first week of June, what I look at is this is not a time to slow down. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to take time off from their business because it's summer. And what I learned from our great mentor, national consultant, million-dollar earner, Ray Monty, is you got to work when everybody else slows down. You want to be building your momentum through the summer months. You want to be out there doing just as much as you've been doing. You want to be doing more. You want to be building momentum going into Ambition, because that event that's coming up at the end of August, August 26th to the 28th, is Ambition. And if you haven't registered yet to be there, you need to be there. I've never missed an Ambition in person and been live in Dallas, obviously, other than last year during COVID. But I will tell you, there is nothing like being together. I can't wait for everybody to be together again. But one thing you have to do is you have to be there. That's being present in your business. And be intentional every single day. Make a plan over the next 80 days to Ambition. It's 11 weeks from tonight. 11 weeks from tonight, you've got to be somewhere. Put it on your calendar. Make a plan to be there. Make sure your team is there with you. And go out there and do what it is that you need to do so that you can live the life of your dreams, because you're meant for it. God has it in your plan. He sent you here. And he allows us to go out there and do what we need to do for our family, whatever it is your why is, whatever it is you want to be able to get out of this. If you put into it a true, solid commitment and you go out there and do everything you can do, it will happen. And that's the great thing about this business. There is no other business that's any better. And I just want to say thank you all for joining us tonight. We are blessed by this. Thank you, Brian McClure, for entrusting us to do this call tonight. I'm going to unmute the lines so everybody can say goodnight. Thank you.